Welcome to It's Not My Garden, It's My Life with Rebecca Wynn. Lessons in life from the ground up.
I am a sunflower. Today, I received a poem from an admirer. It was called, You Are a Sunflower. As I read it, I was moved by the metaphor. Over the past several months, I have been immersed in a profoundly difficult period of self-exploration, one that took me to the darkest parts of my past, took me in and dropped me down without a map or a candle or a breadcrumb trail. It was a path I did not choose, but one into which I was unceremoniously thrust by circumstances outside of my control. Had I seen it coming, I would have run as fast and as far as I could have to have avoided it. Chicken? You bet. I was scared to death to go this deep. This was the path straight into every hellish experience I have ever been through, and I've been through some serious hell by anybody's standards. In the end, it was deeply healing, but not before it was excruciating, paralyzing, and gut-wrenching. Tossed as I was into the abyss of my past, the only path that I could see was to dive in head first. I was going down anyway. I might as well try to steer as best I could. So I signed on for every kind of therapy I could think of. Western psychology, Eastern mysticism, energy balancing, mind-body therapy, soul retrieval, spiritual counseling, hypnosis, massage, lymphatic drainage, polarity therapy, ecstatic dance, yoga, prayer, meditation, journaling, dream analysis, feng shui, reading, writing, and research. I was in so much pain that nothing was off the table. I was so dedicated to figuring out what was happening to me that I did practically nothing else for 6 months but go to one therapy practitioner or another and read, research, and write about my experiences. 6 days a week, week after week, month after month, full-on, relentless ripping away of my illusions about everything from my past, my present, and my expectations of the future. From my relationships with others to my relationship with myself, every relationship that mattered now and had ever mattered, searching for threads of continuity that could possibly lead me home to myself. I was so deeply in my shadow that time bent, faded, and disappeared. I had some very dark thoughts during those times when I felt so hopeless I thought I would never see the light of life again. But I kept turning and diving deeper and deeper and deeper, seeking even the tiniest glimmer of light, knowing surely it must be just on the other side of the darkest corner of my shadow. But was this the darkest corner? No, not that one. It's even darker over here. And over there. Just like a sunflower trying to follow the light, I was turning, bending, contorting to find it. But what I discovered is that the path to pure light isn't found by seeking the light. It is found on the other side of the darkness of our souls. In my process as a sunflower, I found that we can never really know the full brilliance of our essence if we are unwilling to see the shadow that lies side by side with it. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to go. But there I was. You are a moment of silence, he said. You are a messenger of peace and love. You are a reminder of hope and light. You are a sunflower. You are a hopeful soul lost in time. You are a sunflower. You are light. You are sound. You are colorless as you shine. You are a sunflower. only weeks after I began to emerge from the depth of my own existential despair, this poem came to me from a virtual stranger, someone I barely knew, but who somehow managed to touch a part of my experience with minimal words and even less information, but maximum impact. Turned as I was now to face the sun, basking in its warmth and promise, I contemplated the gift of this poem and the preceding 6 months of emotional and spiritual agony, and I found myself smiling. I am a sunflower. Thank you for noticing.
All essays from It's Not My Garden, It's My Life were written and read by Rebecca Wynn of Whimsical Gardens. Music by Marsha Webb. Find out more about Rebecca at whimsicalgardens.com and share your thoughts or stories of transformation from the ground up with us at facebook.com/whimsicalgardens.